you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whatever, above whatever, in whomever you're receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking on the right, you know, mostly Trump, because that's what's going on right now these days. Thanks for joining us here, ladies and germs. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, guys? How are you?
It's great.
It's fucking Monday.
It's fucking Monday. It's cold as a witch's taint here in Los Angeles, California, which means it's like 60.
Oh, yeah. We're all such pussies.
We are, yeah. It's like when it rains out here.
Galoshes.
The whole place goes verklempt.
Right. You know, I was walking around last night. And I saw somebody in earmuffs.
I get it.
Earmuffs, though.
Well, you
lived in Chicago. Come on.
You lose your cold blood.
If this was Chicago, you'd be outside getting a tan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, on the other side, maybe.
Oh, yes.
On the other side of winter. Do you know what I mean? Like, if this would have happened 60 degrees in late January, we'd all be out in Bermuda shorts in Chicago barbecuing.
Ooh, yes.
But leading up to it, I think it's usually like on the spring side that we go shorts earlier, right?
Welcome to the Weather Channel. Fuck you, Pat McCrory.
Yeah, we got bye. Will be Pat McCrory finally said. Let me get my spreadsheet here.
Sorry. Bye bye, stupid. That guy is such a fucking dickhead.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving. One word: CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message on our Facebook page over at facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the fun there.
Like our page. Thumbs it up.
I almost dropped the ban hammer today on a Pizzagate idiot.
Oh, what? Oh, to ban someone. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards zero tolerance on fake news stories and shit like that. So if people are going to be arguing with us about Pizzagate, which has been a proven fraud and a proven lie, I ain't gonna put up with that shit. I'm not gonna put up with some Macedonian teen fuck who's being paid to to spam American Facebook pages. It was a page with no friends.
Oh yeah.
It was a female avatar. I called him dude.
Is our way of life being toppled by a bunch of Macedonian teen fucks? Is that true?
Well, there was a story, I think it was over the weekend, about Macedonia specifically, but that was the fake news thing. I think the social media dens are probably all over of alt-right assholes trying to, or whatever entity is trying to disseminate misinformation and false, blatantly false information. I've got, we'll get to the Pizzagate stuff in a minute too.
Yes.
And all of the repercussions that have come from that, including, some guy with a gun. So, let's see. Tweet us during the show, like I said. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the internet this holiday sparkle season, Merry Christmas. I understand next year we'll be dragged out and shot if we don't praise the Lord Jesus H. Christ during
Merry
his what? Season.
Christmas?
Right. Mike Pence, I'm sure, is going to institute some sort of mandatory praising of the Lord during the seasons.
I don't recognize your sky terrorist holiday.
The Happy Kwanzaa and all that stuff coming up. But if you're going to buy shit for somebody, whether you like it or not, we don't care. Go to Amazon through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. People have been doing that. We appreciate the hell out of it. It helps here at Screaming Liberal Media. We get a little commission. We get a little nibble. We get a little taste. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Fuck all. We get paid.
That was a double negative.
We do. I don't think the Brits use those. A double negative. They do not.
I don't know.
It's
I
outlawed.
I have to think about it.
It's outlawed.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes. He's angry.
We haven't heard from Rick Wiles in a minute or two.
I thought you were going to say gay god.
Gay god's all over the fucking place here in America. Let's see what is going on in the headlines today, this lovely Monday.
Hello.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, December 5th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal, Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Photograph of a, I don't think he ever looks happy. Donald Trump looking unhappy and all duck-faced.
Yes.
Talking to someone. I can't see who he's listening to. Somebody, the back of somebody's head. It's like a reaction shot of, it's an, those in the business, in the showbiz, it's an over-the-shoulder reaction shot.
Okay.
Of Donald Trump.
Jeez.
The headline says, not healthy. GOP leader bucks Trump on trade war.
What's not healthy? What do they mean by that?
Well, yesterday, you know, over the weekend, our
president-elect,
who is not the winner of the popular vote.
No,
let's
not
remind
at all.
Everyone by even a tiny margin,
a shitload,
pushing 3 million votes now. had his little magic fingers flying over the Twitter over the weekend, all kinds of shit. I mean. We'll get to, I'll get myself out of order here and discombobulated before we get to the all Alec Baldwin shit and all that stuff. He's just a tweeting motherfucker out of
nuts.
His mind.
We haven't seen anything like this, have we?
But in regards to this headline about the GOP leader breaking with Trump.
Yes.
It had to do with yesterday Trump tweeting, you know, he's pissy. I think about the backlash from this carrier fake deal that he has that he allegedly brokered, which is just fascinating. He has no say in the whole thing,
right?
Pence did and does, and had he not had Pence behind his left nut then this wouldn't happen.
Right.
If it had been a Democratic or a Democratic governor, or even a governor that doesn't like him, this deal might not happen.
Right.
So we talked about it, I think, a little bit on Friday. It's just another corporate welfare deal. It's passing off these jobs, less than half of the jobs that they're saving, by the way, from this carrier thing. And in exchange, the taxpayers are handing about $7 million over to carrier
over the
next few years.
So we get fucked.
And so instead of Don being Mr. I'm going to put a 35% tariff on any company. Instead of that, it was, here, carrier, we're going to give you money to save a few jobs.
We're going
to
bribe you.
Even Sarah fucking Palin.
Yes.
Sarah fucking Palin. I hate this election season more than anything because it's making me agree with some of the just most
Oh, I know.
Loathsome, moronic, disgusting, low life forms out there in politics.
We agreed with Marco Rubio not too long ago.
Dear God. Yeah. And so Sarah Palin is like the voice of reason on this one. She I don't know if she tweeted or she Facebooked or I don't know. She carved it into the side of a caribou that she had just shot. I don't know how the fuck she transmitted this.
That's fucked up.
But she said that. This is corporate welfare. Come on. This isn't what we...
She said crony capitalism. Yeah. Isn't that what you like to say? She always said that when she was running with...
Crony capitalism?
Yeah, yeah,
she came out against it.
Yes.
So I think in the backlash, Donald Trump now decided that he's got to get tough. And he tweeted out... he doesn't know how to reply to his own tweet to create a series tweet.
A thread, right?
A thread. He doesn't know how to do that. He just kind of tweets and then tweets the next one as if it's just the next one.
So can you gotta, he look that up on the internet?
You got to read it backwards.
Can someone help him?
So at 3:41 a.m.
When the fuck does this guy sleep? Is he just up all night fucking around?
Yeah. Watching TV.
That's totally it.
The U.S., he said, is going to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But any business that leaves our country for another country, comma.
Okay.
Next tweet, 8 minutes later. So he's like taking his time to compose each part of a tweet in between it. He doesn't even know what he's going to say ahead of time.
He ended it with a comma.
But it's going on. It continues on. I'm just saying he's taken, because he's got to go back and spell check. He's all worried about that shit now. So the U.S. is going to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But any business that leaves our country for another country, comma.
Yes.
8 minutes later, fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in the other country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the U.S. Dot, dot, dot. 8 minutes later, without retribution or consequence, is wrong. All caps.
This dude is fucking bananas, man.
There will be a tax on our soon-to-be strong border of 35% for these companies.
Well, at least he was careful, maybe, and measured in his response or whatever, this tweet. Well, he took time to think about it. Yeah, that's nice.
I think he's just worried about spelling.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think that's the thing that worries him the most, that he's going to spell something wrong.
I get that.
People are going to talk about how stupid he is.
You know, sometimes, depending on what internet browser I'm on, my computer doesn't generate a red squiggly line when I spell something, incorrectly. I hate that. I need that! And I don't have it.
Now, in response to this, you know, you can't just, first of all, he can't slap a 35% tax on anybody or a tariff. You know who does that?
Not the president.
The Congress. Congress.
The Congress?
Yes.
Is that what we're calling them?
Yes.
I love it.
The House of Congress.
Did you make that up?
Probably not. I mean, that's great. I did just now, but I'm sure it's out there. President-elect Trump says, tweeted this. Now, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, you might remember him. He was the guy that almost kind of was going to possibly be the Speaker of the House of Congress.
It's in there. It's in Urban Dictionary already. The hashtag's already live on Twitter.
Yeah, see? Nothing.
Motherfucker.
I can't claim it.
That sucks.
I will claim that I haven't seen it before.
Yes.
That I can remember. But obviously didn't originate it. Hmm. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who at one point was almost going to be the Speaker of the Horse.
Yes.
But for some strange reason, bowed out at the last moment. And they went into that whole deal with the devil to get to woo the blue-eyed workout king with the red baseball cap on backwards from Janesville, Wisconsin, Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
To
Svelte.
Oh, I have no desire to be speaker.
Oh yes,
please, 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 please. Well, it'll have to be this.
Does he? You think he's happy to be speaker?
No.
He can't be right.
I can't imagine
this
that being...
This seems like a giant shitstorm.
A great job at all, yeah. I can't imagine that being a great job at all. We're getting any kind of Republican, I can't... Unless you're one of the drooling loonies in Congress, I can't imagine being...
Oh, my God.
If just a plain old evil Republican. Imagine, instead of the loony evil Republicans.
You went to fancy college and all this bullshit, and you're a GOP dude, and you believe you're right.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
So... Trump obviously has no idea how these things work. According to the HuffPo, it says it would be very difficult for the United States to impose tariffs on specific companies.
I thought companies.
Yeah.
So he'll penalize the company if they go overseas
and try to sell their shit back here.
Okay.
Like if you carrier makes what air conditioners and yes. heaters and shit. So if they go over the seas. And start shipping their completed whatever, their hoo-has or their doohickeys across the border, then you put a 35% tariff to make them pay for leaving.
But doesn't this get complicated with manufacturing? Because, you know, like Toyota, they have parts that are made over here.
Well, and why isn't...
And parts that are made
overseas.
And
in 2 seconds, Mexico can say, okay, chingate, putas. We're going to do... Fuck you, asshole. We're going to do the same thing.
Hey, wee wee.
We're going to do the same thing to you.
Right.
It's a trade war. I mean, he could slap a 35% tariff on... Well, he can't, for one. Congress would have to do it. But then there's nothing stopping the rest of the world from doing the exact same thing to us. Fuck you, America.
Do you think Trump could just stop? Donald, can you just stop? Just stop doing your shit. If he just stopped. Just for a second. He won't.
He will not.
He will not stop.
He can't.
He just likes to start shit. That's who our president is. A guy that's like, he likes to start arguments.
Yeah, apparently.
He's combative.
And maybe that's his governing style or the way he leads shit. Because, you know, he's putting people in these places. You got Bannon on one hand. You got Reince Priebus on the other.
Nine.
Who... for all intents and purposes, I mean, for all evidence, loathe and despise each other. And a bunch of these other factions, I don't think even Pence likes Bannon.
Right.
When Pence is the voice of reason, when fucking Reince Priebus is the voice of reason in your administration, that's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Who the fuck likes Bannon, man?
You know, I saw an old clip. I think it was last night of an old Bill Maher segment, and it was Richard Dawkins. I was an atheist world, and it was Richard Dawkins. Joan, I can't
Joan Rivers
her name from The Nation. She's a journalist.
I'll think of it. Joan,
Joanna
Krupa.
It was her from the. From, I believe, The Nation.
Yes.
And then Steve Bannon.
Ha ha ha.
And it was just, an atheist thing. It was just kind of a random thing that Bannon was there. And it wasn't Dawkins. It was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
And
he's awesome.
Joan Walsh, I just remembered her name.
Bam.
And Bannon were the panel. You know, he always has a disparate panel of people. And it was about Neil deGrasse Tyson was complaining about them. Mainly the Republicans wanting to cut NASA's budget.
Oh, he's such a whiner.
And Bannon rang in, and it's the first time I've ever seen him or heard him speak
right
in any capacity. I always just assumed he was kind of a raging guy in the corner screaming, "I hate Jews" and the N-word or something like that.
Yeah, he looks like a lunatic.
He's just a dude. I mean, he's really just a dude. And
does he ever get outside? You look at his face, so pale.
I fear his health isn't great.
Oh, yeah. He's low energy.
It's like Breitbart. Breitbart had a grabber walking home from a bar, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, he was killed. I forgot. I'm sure Hillary somehow attacked him and smothered him with her labia. So.
Death by beaver.
The president's administration.
Yes. Oh, you mean Trump's
could
or Obama's?
The incoming president's administration could declare a given country in violation of certain trade acts.
Okay.
And then impose a retaliatory tariff.
Great.
But it would be then be up to the other nation to lodge protests with the with the appropriate authority.
It's already not
good. But
that's
good. A country. It's not a company.
Isn't this the time? Like, he's just transitioning into office. If I remember correctly, way back when Barack Hussein Obama was transitioning
to become a woman.
Yes, it was a very smooth process.
I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I don't even fucking know.
I don't remember hearing anything about it.
This is so indicative of Trump's whole campaign. How the fuck do we know everybody that managed his campaign, everybody that worked on his campaign? How do we know so much about this transition process? Because it's nuts.
Because it's been turned into The Apprentice.
It's a circus. Yeah, right.
So House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from out here in California, a Republican.
Fuck you, hippie.
Said that Republicans would not be in favor of imposing a 35% tariff on foreign goods. Quote, I don't want to get into some sort of trade war, he said.
Come on, you pussy.
But still downplayed policy differences between Trump and congressional Republicans. See, nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows if he's going to get there and just try to fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. Is it weird to you that this Kevin guy is like, we don't want to have a trade war. Donald wants to start a trade war or whatever the fuck he's doing. But there's not a lot of differences between us and Donald.
Yeah.
That seems nuts, right? I mean, that's, I don't know.
There's debate about how much power the president has to enact tariffs and rip up trade deals. You know, he's like, we're going to rip up this deal. He said he was going to rip up the Iran deal on the first day. Oh, but now, God. Meanwhile, I've heard other things that some of these people that he's talking to for Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense are like, you might not want to do that, really.
Is my reading comprehension for shit? Or did I see somewhere that the CEO of Exxon is being considered for Secretary of State?
Something. Apparently, the ratings weren't high enough for the last Apprentice Secretary of State version.
Right. Can we have someone that has been in government before doing something?
Meanwhile, the bonus is...
Yes.
He gets to kick Mitt Romney in the ribs as he's down, covered in oil and naked on the ground right now. Tarred and feathered.
God, Mitt! Mitt, man, jeez. So Mitt Romney.
Mitt had that dinner.
Yes.
And then that interview outside the dinner where, I mean, he basically talked about what a great experience it was and what an interesting time it was.
It's yes.
Everything short. It was hard to hear him, you know, through the cum dribbles out of his mouth.
Right, sure.
But
everywhere.
But it was Romney prostrating himself.
Prostating.
On the floor in front of the king because he wants to be Secretary of State. But I said it before. I don't think there's any way in hell he's going to give it to him. I think he just wants to fuck him and humiliate him.
Oh, yeah.
You did all this shit against me.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you did all this shit against me in the primary, motherfucker. Okay, I'm going to give you the job. I'm going to pretend. I'm going to put you all over the newspapers that I'm looking at you. And then I'm going to fuck you and not give it to you.
I have a question at Vile Experience. Is spite a positive trait for a president?
Well, it seems to be the only trait.
Motherfucker.
It seems to be the only trait in the incoming president.
Jesus Christ.
So some of this... crap is just not going to be able to be done.
To be fair,
by him.
I like what he's doing with Mitt Romney because fuck him. Fuck that rich ass 1%er motherfucker. Because let's not forget what he said on that videotape that he
but
was.
But what I want now is in the not too distant future for someone to do that to Trump. I want Trump to be humiliated
I was just thinking of the possibilities. Sure, that's a possibility.
I mean, he goes to meet Putin the first time is when we'll see it.
Humiliation, that might be a tough thing if we're all like vaporized and covered in nuclear material.
I think
a
really fun impeachment would do it.
I just hope we don't have a nuclear war.
But if he pisses off enough. You know, he's pissing off Trumpalos. There's a Tumblr now.
Oh, jeez.
I forget what it is.
Trump
Gretz or something like that.
Trump Gretz. He told me that. It's very funny.
And basically, they're just stealing tweets from off of the Twitters and posts from Facebook that are butthurt deplorables who are now tweeting to Donald, upset with him about various things. Like, there's a few older people. One guy's like, hey, I'm a 72-year-old disabled veteran. I live on $800 a month in Social Security, and I have Medicare. Please don't take it away, Donald.
Right.
Which he promised to everybody. And now, yeah. Eddie fucking Munster in the House of Congress
yes.
is saying, well, he's twisting his mustache, all thrilled at the possibility that maybe they're going to be able to garret Social Security finally.
Yes, and sure.
Medicare.
Oh, I like that. We shall garret it. Yeah, how did Obama seem to rule our country, and he had time to do everything. He seemed like everything was taken care of. Was he also managing like a bunch of hotels and resorts in different places like Taiwan or no?
Oh, sure. He's got a bunch of titty bars that he runs.
Obama has yeah, titty bars?
Sure.
That's funny. Don't tell Michelle.
McCarthy said, I think history has taught us that trade wars are not healthy.
Oh, geez.
And he says that they should overhaul really? The corporate tax code so that businesses stay in the United States instead.
Anything that you call a war is something you probably don't want.
Which is maybe. What he did for Carrier.
Yeah, yeah.
He altered the tax code on an individual basis
yeah.
by handing over money to Carrier to stick around.
Which is cronyism.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This is so fucking frustrating. I don't even want to look at Facebook, by the way. I got into it with somebody. This one motherfucker today suggested to me that Jeff Sessions was not racist. You know
okay.
what? I'm done. I said, Google it.
Let
Fuck
me guess.
You.
He prosecuted the KKK in Alabama.
I don't even know what he said. I was out of it. I was like, pick up your phone and look it up. Go fuck yourself. Figure it out. You
right wing and bitter clinging no, proud clingers not. Of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
I feel like cutting myself right now.
You
for,
agree with her.
For agreeing with that idiot.
But you know, the truth is, you hear all those people yelling for her.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for them to fucking die. There's no other way around it. Michael Shannon from Superman's Right.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice.
Jump in the urn, baby.
Make it quick before I die.
It's
before
not,
we die.
It's not going to be quick enough.
You're right.
It's not going to be. We're so fucked.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo that Kevin McCarthy, the GOP leader.
Thanks, Kev.
Over there in the House is saying, well, you know, I don't think Trump can do that kind of trade war-y kind of thing without us. And we're not into it.
Do you have any sympathy for these Republicans
no.
trying to wrangle Trump?
No.
I do not. They had a whole chance to take this guy out during the election. They could have saved their party from like all the Jesus bullshit. If they would have stood up to this guy and say, you know what? We don't want this racist freaking nature. This oligarch to be the face of our fucking party.
Mitt Romney did. Now he's guzzling shit because of it.
Yeah. And now he had to go to that dinner.
Right.
White guys just fucking other white guys right in the ass.
What's wrong with your hundreds of millions of dollars, Mitt?
I mean, seriously. I don't
know.
It's
not like he needs the money. It's not like he needs a gig.
Yeah.
It's plain hubris and arrogance. Maybe, well, I can't imagine that there's anything magnanimous in Mitt Romney, but...
Well, it depends on who's on top.
I mean, I would maybe there's somebody who thinks, well, I'll work for Trump, even though I hate him, and
yes.
maybe I'll help prevent the fascist takeover or something. Maybe Romney thinks, well, I'll be a voice of sanity and maybe we won't go into World War III if I'm the Secretary of State and Trump is the president. You know what I mean? Like maybe Romney's
yeah.
thinking that. Maybe some of the sane Republicans are thinking that. Because if we send John Bolton out into the world as Secretary of State, we might as well right now just enlist.
What about the guy from Exxon, though? How the fuck? See, here's what I don't understand. Okay. So, like, the guy from Exxon, the CEO, whatever the fuck his name is, obviously the guy has probably a nice-looking resume on paper.
I guess! Probably but a couple internships, maybe, yeah, sure.
Well, John Kerry was the Secretary of State, right? Or is he currently? Why don't they just give him the job? Why can't they just keep him in the fucking job?
An evil Democrat.
At least he knows how to do it.
Spewing Barack Hussein Obama's feckless foreign policy around the world.
Yeah, but whenever
is their view.
Yeah, whatever. Twunt walks into the Secretary of State office. How does he even know what to do? The first day in office, how does that guy know how to do his fucking job?
Well, that's it. Is hopefully you would have somebody who has some foreign policy experience. So when he was floating the idea of Nikki Haley as Secretary of State, even though she ended up also equally as inexplicably being the UN.
Yeah,
yeah. It just shows how much they don't give a shit about the UN.
But John Kerry was a legislator and he stepped into the job. Hillary, the same thing.
But he was on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Okay.
In the Senate.
Right.
I believe, as was Hillary.
That probably helps.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the other side is not thinking over at the Drudge Report.
Buh.
The headline says, Amazon store snooping snacks. Getting a little alliterative there.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
It leads to snooping. Amazon Go lets you trade your privacy for a cashier-less lunch buying experience. I don't know what this means. Online retail giant Amazon has launched a shop that will make you feel like a shoplifter, but will actually be tracking your every move. What? I guess they're doing with some kind of thing without checkouts.
That's weird. So, wait, how do you pay? I mean, I don't know. Sounds like some Big Brother shit to me.
Yeah.
You give up your privacy, you eat, and what happens?
It says here, this is at the, well, it's The Inquirer, but not The Inquirer. It's theinquirer.net.
No shit.
Theinquirer.net. Hmm. Nothing to do with The Enquirer.
Wait. Is this on HuffPo or Drudge? This is Drudge.
Drudge. Instead of making small talk with cashiers or battling a self-service checkout, refuses to recognize blah, 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 blah. Amazon Go lets you waltz in, pick up a sandwich, and walk straight out.
No, I love it.
Not only will you be charged once you've left the shop courtesy of the Amazon Go app that you'll need to install on your smartphone.
Oh, great.
But you also have to sacrifice your privacy for your speedy sandwich shop experience.
How fast do we need to get a sandwich? Like how fast does a sandwich need to get in my hand so I can shove it in my fucking mouth?
Oh, my God.
Because it's already fast.
It, like, watches you while you're in the store. Okay. Our checkout-free shopping experience is made possible by the same type of technology used in self-driving cars. Computer vision, sensor fusion, and deep learning.
Just stop.
Our Just Walk Out technology automatically detects when products are taken from or returned to the shelves and keeps track of them in a virtual cart. When you're done shopping, you just leave the store. Shortly after, we'll charge your Amazon account and send you a receipt.
Let me ask you something. What if I eat the sandwich and then shit it out before I leave? It never left.
I assume it knows, though.
It knows.
Clean up on aisle 4. Yes.
No, that's fascinating.
So there you go. Some weird thing where apparently people are too fucking lazy to pay. So now Amazon is letting them just fill up their bags and leaves, and it watches them. And I mean, I guess that's a little more convenient.
All kinds of technological advances today. Did you see
the headline over at the Drudge Report?
Oh yeah, that's weird. Did you see at the HuffPo they're going to have somewhere in London they're opening up blowjob cafes?
Come on.
Yeah, given by robots.
Oh.
I swear to God, you get a coffee and some robot blows you. I'm not kidding. That's at the HuffPo.
Well, there you go.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. I do have one issue with it, though. So you're telling me I go get a coffee. I don't know what the machine is. R2-D2 walks over, sucks me off, and then I go about my business. Who's maintaining R2-D2 to make sure I don't get hurt? Or anything like that.
Well, probably the same person that scoops the jizz out of it it's done.
That's not automated, please.
Gross.
Come on.
It's all gross. Just jerk off at home, for God's sake.
Did you see that article, though?
No, I didn't.
Look it up. Very funny.
Interesting. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen. Another interesting headline that I just saw. Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Who...
is he still in trouble for all those rapes?
Is doing... apparently did to women what Trump is doing to the country.
Okay.
Is lost a key decision today. He's been trying to prevent some of this testimony from himself in the past, from a 2005 lawsuit where he admitted to giving roofies or giving Benadryl to some woman or something like that, admitted having sexy times with her. And he lost the ability to squash that. Prosecutors will be allowed to use Bill Cosby's decade-old testimony about his sexual past and his use of drugs in previous encounters with women.
Okay.
The defense said that he only agreed to testify in the 2005 lawsuit because he had been promised by a prior prosecutor that he would never be prosecuted. So
fuck
remember
that.
That's what he's been saying.
The fuck?
I only agreed to testify because they said they'd never come after me.
Do you think... Listen... Bill Cosby's going to fucking kill himself. I guarantee you. I guarantee you that guy's going to commit suicide before he stands trial. What do you think?
He's going to... I don't know about
he's going to blow his brains out or take a pill.
I think he'll disappear. Take a pill.
Okay. I was going to...
The court...
I'm going to bet you $10 that he'll kill himself in the next... What's today's date? By 12/5 of 2017, I bet you $10 Bill Cosby... He's going to
I'll take that bet. He's not going
to. I'm going to put it right here next to the soundboard. $10.
The court concludes there was neither an agreement nor a promise not to prosecute, only an exercise of prosecutorial discretion.
Hmm.
So there were no signed agreements. There were no deals. And that means that.
What planet is he from that he thinks somebody's going to.
He acknowledged in the deposition in a 2005 suit that he had given young women drugs or alcohol in past encounters he maintained were consensual, and he also admitted to having sexual contact with the person suing him at the time.
Oh, my God. What a fucking monster, man.
Many of the women discussed in the deposition, including the accuser, the person who sued him in 2005, have since claimed that he drugged and abused them.
Dude, this guy called up Eddie Murphy and chastise him for being too fucking dirty. And meanwhile, he's a serial rapist.
But he doesn't say fuck on stage.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to make a cocktail, take a pill, and just say goodnight.
I don't think so.
You don't think he's going to kill himself?
No, I don't think so.
He's going to die in jail.
I don't think he's going to go to jail.
What?
I don't think he's going to go to jail.
Jeez. How does he get out of this, though?
I don't know. Is this a, let me see. I'm trying to see.
I mean, I don't want to turn this into the Nancy Grace show or anything.
Right.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. He's 80.
Yeah.
I mean, he's blind, allegedly. I haven't seen the.
Do you think he's lying?
I haven't seen the doctor's reports. I just know that he seemed, not all that bad until all this shit started.
Oh,
and then
suddenly
he became enfeebled. Remember one of the first times he was hauled into court. Remember they had to almost carry him.
Oh, I know. He's carrying on. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Didn't you just do stand up a couple weeks ago? I thought I saw, and he was on stage walking around and doing jello pudding.
Do you think when he does stand up, does he not talk about this shit? How can he not talk about it?
Yeah. So there you go. That's one of the other headlines over Drudge is that Cosby lost his desire to ignore the shit I said before.
Right. That is insane. He's like, we shook on it.
We talked about this a little. We touched on this a little earlier. Good news, I guess. It took a fucking long time.
Yes.
A typical Republican denying reality and facts and numbers and shit. But former Duke Energy slimeball poobah, Pat McCrory.
What a dick.
Governor of North Carolina for not more much longer.
Yeah.
Has finally taken to the airwaves.
Pack.
Listen to this bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been such a whiny little tit drizzle.
Yes.
From
lactation.
From since the election.
Right.
Oh well, look at all this voting fraud. All these black people could not have voted against me.
Was someone telling him that there's a chance that the results could be overturned and he would win?
No, I don't think anybody. They even said it was not close enough. Even if historically, when you go back and count things, I mean, unless they discover some massive,
right,
gigantic, enormous,
massive
fraud.
Yes.
You know, you flip a couple thousand here and there. It wasn't enough. It wasn't even going to be enough. And
why
people
would even go through all these machinations and shit?
Because they're good desperate. God. They're desperate.
So dramatic.
And it shows you, I mean, if, you know, this Trumpenstein monster.
Yes.
Sticks around for all 4 years.
Oh, my God.
And we have another election. How hard are they going to work to disenfranchise and suppress the vote? They're going to be working their asses to stay in power. And assuming we have elections.
or a planet. I mean, I don't mean to sound crazy, but I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. It just seems like this guy doesn't have any restraint or any. He doesn't give a shit.
Right.
About the consequences of his actions or his words. I mean, God.
So here's Pat McCrory. Here's his smiling announcement on YouTube, in a YouTube video.
Okay.
As Ann and I get ready for the Christmas holidays, we are reminded of how fortunate we are to live in a free country. We're also thankful for all those who have served and protected our freedom and for those who continue to do so. You know, being the 74th governor of North Carolina has been a privilege and an honor. But during this wonderful season, it's also time to celebrate our democratic process and respect what I see to be the ultimate outcome of the closest North Carolina governor's race.
What I see now, what I finally see to be the outcome
of the closest governor's race.
Oh, I'm sure in North Carolina history, blah, 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 blah. So this is his quote concession.
Right.
I guess we'll see. Many people were saying that one of the reasons that they got rid of him is because of that HB2,
is this the check
your genitals, dick. Yeah.
God. How much did that, they had an emergency session.
Yes.
Because they were worried people with dicks were going into the women's bathroom.
Right.
Essentially. How much did that cost that state?
Oh,
a shit ton, right? For that
set off a chain of events leading to the NBA moving the 2017 All-Star Game out, which
a
loss
head.
Of millions, followed soon by the NCAA pulling 7 championship events, including the opening round of the men's tournament, to other locations. Bruce Springsteen canceled a concert. PayPal moved business elsewhere. It was also a hit to the state's economy.
PayPal? That guy, the thing owned by
he's
Peter.
Not involved.
Oh, he's not.
He's
Peter
not
Thiel doesn't know.
Hopefully, they're saying maybe this will let the Republicans know that just give up on the gay thing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
seriously,
dude.
Give up on the gay thing. You guys lost. It's just not right.
You know, but
treat people like people.
But the checking your dick before you take a piss deal, that's always been bizarre to me. And we talked about this on the show. That, I mean, trans people exist. They are in the society. They're just, you know, they're out and about. And they've been going to the bathroom in whatever bathroom for years.
Right.
And I don't remember seeing any crazy stories in the news about. I just don't see the problem. I don't understand where this came from. did some, like, was it some conservative think tank got in this guy's ear and says, hey, you know, you should look into this? This is the Heritage Foundation.
McCrory? You mean this whole thing? It's just the mullahs. The crystal mullahs lost their mind. They figured, well, this will help our base. Fuck the gay people. Fuck what's right. Fuck the trans people. Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
I want to stay in office.
You know, and they fuck with, when you fuck with college basketball,
oh, yeah,
the Southerners lose their fucking mind over that shit. They care more about college sports than they do people, and that's true.
That's it. Congratulations, North Carolina. Ding dong. The bitch is dead.
Yeah, what's he gonna do, do you think, with his time now? Is he gonna sit on the board of some big fucking corporation that he sucked off while he was in office?
Oh yeah.
Sure, you know what I mean?
I tweeted out I hope Pat McCrory will be okay. Surely there's an opening for an exec in some company that profits from poisoning the air, water, and land.
That's funny.
Follow us on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving.
It's funny and sad.
That's the headline there. It's one of the headlines,
right,
over at the Pathos, by the way. I've got another headline today. This one is, I mean, it's inexplicable. It's just inexplicable. The Walter Scott murder trial.
Oh, yeah.
Officer Michael Slager. We found out, I think it was on Friday. I don't know if the show we talked about on the show yet, but there was apparently one holdout juror.
Yeah.
Who could not, according to the foreman who sent a note to the judge, they had one holdout. They tried to get it removed. That's not how it works. You can't get people who just plain disagree with you removed off the jury, as much as the 11 that voted for murder.
God.
But
this guy wasn't going to budge no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah, they got a ringer.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a ringer. Probably a scumbag, racist,
dickhead,
cop licker of some sort.
Oh,
and who thinks that a cop shooting a black man is never wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're always scary, Ryan, even if they're 20 feet away,
right,
and running.
I don't want them pouring in from the cities.
And we have it on film. We
have a
video of Walter Scott 20 feet away running, being shot in the back 8 times, and then this asshole dropping his taser near him.
Yeah.
To obfuscate and fuck up the evidence for the scene.
Right.
So they're going to retry instantly, of course. The prosecutors have said we're going to retry him.
Right.
But now it's been declared a mistrial because some fucking asshole on the jury is probably a racist.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I can't imagine any other, or at the very least, a servile boot-looking cop sucker.
Do you think they could move the trial from, I don't know, somewhere else?
Well, no, he gets to have a jury of his peers. So,
oh, fuck his peers. Know. God! Enough with those peers. Speaking of his peers, by the way, the Klan is having aren't they doing a victory parade or something through some little city in North Carolina in honor of Trump's victory?
Oh, I don't
his
know.
Win. Yeah.
Where's that?
It's somewhere in North Carolina. Driving a bunch of fucking trucks, a bunch of Confederate flags, a bunch of guys.
Is that
in hoods.
That parade they had planned? That,
yeah. They had to move it.
Or did they finally, yeah.
They had to move it to another city because I think the people there put up a stink. There were a bunch of protesters kicked them out.
Oh, wow. Where was that?
It was somewhere in North Carolina. Some tiny little city.
Find that one. So back to South Carolina.
Yes.
The 2015 shooting death of black motorist Walter Scott. They deliberated 4 days, and they've said they were unable to reach a unanimous decision on the murder charge or a lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. They had sent apparently a note to the judge also today, when he said, hang in there, they sent notes to him saying, well, why did you offer us voluntary manslaughter? And one of the questions they asked is, does a police officer have a different criteria for defending themselves? It was something just crazy questions, kind of.
Like he was looking for a reason.
Yeah, they were desperately trying to find some kind of consensus or trying to, I don't know, maybe change that person's mind, but they finally gave up because now they've declared a mistrial. That's it. They're going to retry him again.
And then there's going to be some other holdout in the next trial, maybe, or maybe not.
I'm sure there's, you know, the family said they're going to keep fighting on, and the Twitter responses are as one would think.
God, here we are. Fucking frustrating.
Here we are in where we have it. Another one on camera.
And it's 2016.
Yeah. We had one guy getting choked out on camera saying, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." Eric Garner.
Eric Garner, man.
And now we have Mr. Walter Scott also on video being summarily executed as he was running away. And we can't convict a cop, cop, for killing a black guy in America. Gee, I wonder why the black people are mad.
You know what? I got in an argument over the weekend with some fucking idiot. I don't even know the guy. Some dirtbag racist comic. He was like, "Black lives matter. All lives matter." And I commented, "You don't understand Black Lives Matter? Fucking Google it. Look it up. Read something, you fucking idiots.
They're terrorists.
God.
Fox News told me they're terrorists."
Sometimes I wonder, is it prejudice or is it these idiots don't bother to read anything or to fucking learn anything?
Yes.
I mean, somebody told me today they didn't think Jeff Sessions was racist. That's the media telling me that. The media is telling me Jeff Sessions is racist.
I think Jeff Sessions did a pretty damn good job of telling us what he is with his votes.
The GOP told us he's racist, right?
Even if you look at his, just his votes. Even if you take away the alleged allegations and all that stuff, look at how he votes. He's against equal rights. He's against everything.
Did Obama, let me ask something.
And now he's going after weed.
Right. But both terms, in Obama's terms, did he ever appoint anyone from the great state of Alabama? Any legislators?
Oh, dear God, I would hope not.
Any officials? Would it occur to you to think, "Oh, let's see what Alabama has to offer," ever? Right. Fuck no. How the fuck? I'm
going to go to a company to hire someone, except I'm going to go to their free daycare center and grab a couple toddlers.
It's Alabama.
And hire them. That's what's happening.
Their fucking governor is caught. He was. What was he? He there's a recorded message of him telling some employee that worked for him that he wanted to feel her tits. He left his wallet.
A little
at
more
home.
Civil than that, but yeah.
"I want to lay my hands upon your breasts."
He didn't say tits.
It's not that much. I mean, oh, it's so creepy. And then he's out somewhere. He forgets his wallet. He sends a helicopter to his house to bring it back to him. He's a fucking governor. Nobody can loan him $20 for dinner or lunch or whatever.
And the speaker of their house was removed for corruption.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
And don't forget Roy Moore.
Oh, yeah. And meanwhile, Trump's like, "Alabama, what do you have to offer? You must be shitting me."
It's just who sucked his dick. It's just whoever attached to an orange penis wrinkle early on and never let go. It's all these horrible, disgusting lowlives who weren't like the ones that are now flipping and deciding they love them some Trump. These ones were from the outset.
Right. I mean, if you got to suck a dick, I mean, Trump's dick. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but he's got those tiny hands. I mean, can you even tell if you're sucking him off?
He told us there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. He's huge.
He's the
he's girthy.
First presidents in history. First president in history to reassure us all of that.
Well, we don't know that, man. There might have been some fucking lunatic.
The American people? I mean, I know that Johnson was swinging his hog around in front of everybody, probably. But he didn't go on television and point and say, "Hey, check this out.
I'm saying if you go down in history, somebody running against somebody in the like an early 1800s, we don't know what they said. They might have bragged about their cock, their prick.
I think we'd hear about that if there was a stump speech somewhere. You're saying that Abraham Lincoln took a train somewhere to Galena, Illinois, and was like, freedom and slavery.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a really big dick.
He whipped it out. Do you remember?
Ooh, let's vote for him.
Oh, yeah. He said that at that fucking debate. Trump said that at that fucking debate. He said, there's nothing to worry about. Something like that.
He said, you know what that means when they say that look at these hands.
Yeah.
Do these hands look like they're small? You know what it means. And you know what it means when they say you have small hands. And I just want everyone to know that there's nothing wrong there.
Okay.
Or everything's all right. Something like that.
It's so crazy. You just want to be like, okay, yes, we all agree. You've got a huge fucking trouser snake between your legs. Enormous.
And apparently a lot of dumb people in this country think that's important. They want a manly,
God damn it,
Putin kind of big swinging cock in the White House.
Tell you what, FLOTUS, future FLOTUS, Melania, I don't know what you're going to be busy with. Apparently cyberbullying. She's doing cyberbullying.
Shutting us up is what she wants to do. She doesn't want to.
She's married to a cyberbully.
Well, yeah. Well, who knows better than
her mission, no matter what, should be to make him feel good about the size of his cock. Because he's got that nuclear fucking football, man.
How long before?
I'm saying nuclear, ironically.
How long before the Trump sex scandal in the White House?
What do you mean? Who's he? He's stooping somebody. Well, yeah. Well, he's Melania's there. He's not gonna.
Oh, you know. I'm sure they're. You think they have an arrangement? All over each other still.
You think they have an arrangement, or do you think they get along? Or
no,
it's no fucking way. Look at that guy.
Along, yeah.
Who does that guy get along with? Bannon, a white supremacist from Breitbart.
She said it's like having two children.
Oh yeah.
People still voted for him. Melania Trump said, it is like I have two boys at home. Ah,
can you imagine?
I can't believe that evil Billy Bush made my husband say pussy.
Billy Bush. Did you say Billy Bush?
Yeah.
Fuck Billy Bush. What do you think happens to Trump sitting at home and the fucking, I don't know, the batteries need to be replaced in his remote? He loses his mind. Melania!
Sure.
I need triple A's. Melania. Fuck you.
No, he yells at Consuelo or whatever poor beleaguered person he's got working for him.
Jesus Christ.
So, also in the news today.
Yes.
We have a... What is going on here?
What's up? Billy Bush. Why did Billy Bush make my husband say pussy?
Right, remember?
If you met Trump, though, I got to tell you, this is so shitty of me, but I'll be like, hey, Donald, can you just give it to me one time? Just say, grab him by the pussy. I just want to hear it out of your own fucking mouth, weirdo.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Who says that, though? I mean.
He'd do it. You know, if you walk up to him with your cell phone, we're like, oh, Mr. President,
oh my
I
God.
Love you. Can you do me a favor and say, grab her by the pussy?
Yeah.
Lunatic. Also in the news today, or last night, actually, good news, but, you know, stay tuned because of the incoming administration.
Yes, Schittler.
The Army Corps of Engineers has announced that they will be halting construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Awesome, man. That's good news.
They're going to look into alternate routes for it.
Right.
And it won't be going through the Indian burial grounds. It won't be going through their water, etc. For now.
Right.
Let's not forget that the Obama administration probably ordered this, which means that Trump and Stein can unorder it in a couple of months.
I mean, I'm just thinking about this. Bannon and his white supremacy and all these fucking racists that voted for Trump. They really do want to whitewash what went on in the White House, right? So anything Obama had his fingers on, they're going to make one to go away.
Yes.
I mean, that's so... Oh, God.
So the even, is she a senator? Kirsten Gillibrand, I think, from Minnesota or yes. from Dakota or Dakota, North Dakota, said that, you know, don't enjoy this. She's even saying, look, I'm absolutely convinced that Trump is going to try to stop this again when he.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Ryan tweeted out, he's had some twat that said, hey, typical government getting in the way of big business, fucking up our energy policy about the pipeline.
How dare you not let us poison people's water
God.
And dig up their ancient burial sites so that we can make some money?
Why don't we take down all the windmills to protect the fucking bald eagles?
Right. Keep your eyes peeled on that. Keep your ear holes pressed to whatever device you use to listen to us. We'll keep you updated.
Watch this space.
Everybody may be going back after January 20th.
Oh, yeah.
And kudos to all the real Americans, all the veterans that showed up, not the scum-sucking jackboot ass fucks of the sheriff's department and all those militarized disgusting police.
How do you not stand down for that?
How do you follow that order? How do you aim your gun at a person that is just standing there peacefully?
Yeah.
And discharge it, even if it's rubber bullets? What kind of a loathsome, disgusting, heinous, soulless creature are you?
To fire at people that are just protesting. That's insane to me.
It's a Republican way.
I mean, if they don't shoot at those guys, what happens? You think if every cop decides to not shoot at the protesters, are they all getting fired?
They even had the protesters had made out of like plastic barrels. They made shields and everything and all this stuff. And they chose to not take that stuff to the front line when they would go to the front line.
Why?
They didn't want to bait.
They thought it would escalate?
Right.
Oh, man.
But apparently the evil police, that the sadists.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look, they don't have their shield. Hit them in the knee. Boom. Oh, look, I got that red one.
That really speaks to, like, the character of those people.
Yeah, there is none.
I mean, they have every reason to bring those shields because they know they're in danger, but they don't want to escalate. So they don't bring the fucking shields. Right. And they're the weaker ones. These cops are fucking militarized.
Yeah.
God, it's so evil. It's fucking cartoon-like.
What else have we got here? It's been a busy fucking weekend, man. God, how could I forget this one? I assume this guy has to go through hearings.
Right.
So get ready for this. Really, these hearings are going to be crazy. These hearings are going to be batshit.
Yeah, yeah.
With these loathsome subhumans that Trump is sending up. And, of course, if you're going to choose your next director of housing and urban development.
Oh, shit, dude.
You're going to pick the one black guy you know.
Sleepy as Smurf. Trump.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
As Trump, because, you know, it's a black guy.
Oh, yeah, urban.
I know a black guy. I know a black.
What? He's a surgeon, man. I mean, did you think he'd get Surgeon General or something? Is he purposely finding what he thinks are the best people and putting them in jobs that they've never fucking done?
Apparently playing to his base because they want to drain the swamp, and they think by putting people who have no idea what the fuck they're doing in is better than putting in people who may know what's actually going on.
It's so disturbing.
His latest cabinet pick has been announced. He's chosen former rival Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, my God.
As his housing secretary.
Ben Carson, man. You know what's crazy about these appointments? It's like you would think that the person that would be in charge of HUD would be someone that maybe worked in HUD, or at least someone that has sort of experience in that field, because that would be, isn't that the point of being an expert in something? That you get a job,
right?
Like, I don't know why. It's a weird thing to try to explain. I mean, Why can't I be Surgeon General?
Well, right.
I've never been a general or a surgeon.
Why not? We're reminded of some of the shit that there's a bunch of articles out now just reminding people of all the batshit crazy things that Ben Carson has uttered.
Oh shit.
He probably that Obamacare I think is the worst thing that's happened to this nation since slavery.
Oh my god, dude, I forgot about that. Hey Ben, that's catchy. Put that on a t-shirt. Merch.
A couple of years ago, he said he wasn't even sure that there would be an election in 2016. He thought that Obama would somehow find a way to cancel the election.
Oh, God, I wish. Don't you wish? Don't you wish?
Don't forget when he said a lot of people who go into prison straight. And when they come out, they're gay. So obviously it's choice, Ryan.
No, they put them in the gay machine. They gay them up.
My personal favorite, of course, is that commencement address from years ago when he was explaining to some other of his Seventh-day advertisements.
Oh, God, he's a Seventh-day Adventist. I forgot about that. That is so fucking loony.
He was explaining to them
God.
That he believes that the pyramids in Egypt were not burial vaults for the nobility and the kings and queens, but actually Joseph of the Bible, of that whole shiny dream coat shit, apparently needed some grain stored somewhere. So
but then they find shit in there that was like, oh god, this Ben Carson's fucking bizarre, man. I get how he gets along with Trump though, because Ben Carson seems like a guy that spends a lot of time staying up late, watching basic fucking cable, watching Discovery, you know, watching the History Channel, because he's got a lot of weird opinions about bullshit.
Yeah.
Like ancient aliens and shit like that. You know, they always have that weird shit late at night on.
People are saying.
Yeah.
Many people say. So far, let's see, we have Goldman Sachs executive Steven Mnuchin and the old sack. Lady forecloser.
Perfect. 27 cents.
A billionaire investor Wilbur Ross to lead the Commerce Department.
Who the fuck is
Betsy
that?
Betsy DeVos to be Secretary of Education. Uber billionaire Betsy DeVos.
And she wants to privatize it, right?
Yeah, and who hates public education.
Let's make some money.
One of the choices that is upsetting the Trump pansies and the Trumpalos is the choice of Elaine Chao to be transportation secretary. She's the wife of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
A rhino who didn't support Mr. Trump enough.
God damn it. I mean, you know, the nerve of some of these GOP types to be pissed off at Mitch the bitch. He was the party, you know. That he obstructed as much as he could, right? He didn't do jack shit.
And then retired Marine General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense, which I guess is the least frightening of all of these. I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, he's a Republican, at least he seems to be a little bit of a voice of reason. Even a lot of the Democrats are like, well, you know, we'll take Mad Dog Mattis as Secretary of Defense. But there's a problem. They've got to make some special dispensation for him because there's a law that says you can't be Secretary of Defense if you've been in the military in the past 5 or 7 years because we have this really important pillar of our democracy, which is civilian control of the military.
Well,
not military control of the military. Civilian control. So if you pull someone right from the ranks and put them in Secretary of Defense, that ain't really civilian control. You want people that are as far away from being in the actual military, I would think, as you can.
My I have a friend whom I will not name. He's a military guy. He's a vet. He served, I believe, in the first Gulf War, and he knows this Mad Dog guy. I don't know how he knows him. He was in charge of some battalion he was in or some shit. And he said, he thought, he was like, you know, Mad Dog's, he's okay. I mean, he's a fucking lunatic, but he's okay. He described him as a fucking lunatic.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
But he's right okay.
But why don't they give...
But Mattis, they allegedly, allegedly has talked Trump down a little bit from the whole torture thing.
Well, that's good. There's that.
Like, Mattis went in there and was like, no, you know, we can't do that. Plus, it doesn't work.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
It works in 24, the television show starring Queefer.
Yeah.
Right. That works.
Just gives the sadists little boners.
Oh, yes. Is it, you know, it's just so weird. Like, none of the people he's appointing to do any of these jobs seem quite right for any of the jobs. Even this Mattis guy. Like, why doesn't he give him another fucking job? Like, national security advisor or something. You could be a military dude and do that job.
Well, he's got crazy General Flynn doing that. Who's busy retweeting Pizzagate shit, which is the next story I'm going to get to.
I got to tell you, dude, if I was assuming office as president, I don't give a fuck what party I'm in. Don't you look at a bunch of shit and you're like, okay, what can I not change? This is going to make my presidency easier. He's just making problems for himself.
Right.
He's got to get this exception. He's going to tear up the Iran deal. So now he's got to make a new deal. I mean, I don't know.
Apparently he's expanded. Like I said, we have a new bonus round in the Apprentice / Secretary of State version.
Bonus round.
Apparently he's meeting with even more people about this Secretary of State. So it's really crazy because, again, I was going to say the bar is low. There's no bar anymore. There's just no bar.
Fuck it.
There's no bar.
Who gives a shit?
And if Trump does anything outside of shitting his pants, we're supposed to apparently pat him on his little straw head. But some people are saying, well, you know, this shows that he's being really careful about, this. He's really weighing the pros and cons of, choosing the correct Secretary of State. Cause you know, he knows that's an important position. Yeah. No, he's fucking with the public and turned it into The Apprentice.
He's treating it like a reality show.
He tweeted out about the finalists.
Did he not shoot that show from Trump Tower?
Oh, yeah, he never leaves.
Set's still there. So all I'm saying, dude,
I wonder if it is.
There is a real fucking possibility that he's actually in the boardroom where they shot that motherfucker. He's actually on the set making these goddamn decisions. What do these asshole racists do? Like, why did all these people vote for him? Why?
Well,
do they not give a fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I think we established there's still black people running around,
so
man, and
stupid.
there's Muslims running around, and oh no, it was economic. Fuck you, it was not economic for many, many people.
You know what, man? I gotta
if they looked into it, they would realize that everything Trump is going to do is utterly opposite their own best interest.
Oh yeah.
So don't give me your it's economic bullshit. If the extent of their participation in the electoral process is turning on Fox News, hearing Trump say, I'm going to bring you more jobs, and them saying, oh, okay, perfect. If that's the extent of your involvement, then fuck you, you knuckle dragger. And you deserve what suffering you get at the Trump administration that you've self-inflicted. The rest of us don't deserve it because we know what's going on and we know the economic policies are going to fuck us.
You know, man, that is a good fucking point. I read this article in The Atlantic. It was talking about how Trump won and why Hillary lost. And I was fucking, I have to issue a retraction. I was bitching about how I had the opinion that she didn't do enough to connect with the people in Michigan, and Democrats weren't able to connect with labor. And then they went back and they went through all of Hillary's policies, and she really spoke to their issues. You know,
right?
She didn't ignore them,
but she didn't say we're going to make America great again,
right,
Ryan.
But what
she talked about real issues.
Yeah.
She didn't give two-word platitudes.
Yeah,
and red hats.
Yeah.
And that's what these dummies want. That's the extent that they want to engage. And that's
right.
The problem is we have an electorate that is ignorant.
And I disagreed with you last week. I said it's her fault that she lost, that she should have done X, Y, and Z. But she did all that. And you're right. It's this fucking racist shit.
Well, no, it's
a lot of
a bunch
it is,
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insurmountable. These people just have to fucking die off. That's it.
So over at the Crooks and Liars, a wonderful Kami Pinko website.
Yes.
The story is all over the news. I just selected it from Crooks and Liars. We haven't talked about Pizzagate. We brushed upon it a little bit last week because it's so ridiculously batshit that it's just not worth even discussing. It's fake news. It's a lie.
Right.
It was created on Reddit.
Yes.
I think one of the original posters of it has even admitted it's all bullshit. It was a lie. It's really, there's nothing, zero verifiable in it, but pages of, oh my God, this symbol means this, and this is on the pizza place. It's so crazy. Basically, it's that it's WikiLeaks, and that John Podesta and Hillary were running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor. I can't even.
That's a perfect cover.
I'm not even going to continue on this because it's been thoroughly debunked, even though it's been trending, and there are still bad actors out there who are pushing it.
Is it similar to the fetal chop shop videos that
there
didn't
was more
exist,
there
was bullshit.
To that? Yeah. You had a video you could look at. There's nothing here. There is utterly nothing. And they're saying, what about the WikiLeaks? The WikiLeaks, they're talking about pizza, and they're saying, well, but that's code. That's code, Ryan.
Oh, my God. It's too much Alex Jones. It really is.
And so, like I said, there was one on Facebook. I wasn't abiding. This person commented, it is a real story. You obviously haven't investigated. You need to look at this and 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 this.
Oh, my God.
And I said, we have looked at this and this and this and this. And guess what? They're lies. It's fake news.
Yeah.
So I said, get the fuck off of our page with your bullshit conspiracy theory.
Eat a dick.
And but it's been going around enough. And that apparently exactly what we all have warned about has happened because on Sunday and this poor pizza place, there's this poor beleaguered innocent pizza place in Washington, D.C., where allegedly you can order a large pepperoni with pineapple and some four-year-old snatch in the back.
That's got to be bad for business.
So on Sunday, a man with a rifle showed up in Washington, D.C., threatened one employee, shot the gun into the floor.
Wonderful.
His assault rifle.
Welcome to Trumpistan, baby.
Edgar Madison Welch. He is his name. He was arrested as he walked into the restaurant with an assault rifle.
Right. Perfect.
He told police he came to the restaurant to, quote, self-investigate.
Oh, my fucking God.
The false election-related conspiracy theory involving Hillary Clinton that was spread online during the campaign.
God damn it.
Several businesses went into lockdown. Police swarmed the neighborhood. The 28-year-old from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Yes.
Walked in the front door of Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Comet Ping Pong. They have ping pong tables in there and games and shit.
I have no idea.
Oh, Jesus.
Pointed a firearm in the direction of an employee. The employee fled also.
I would flee like a motherfucker. This guy's shooting a shotgun based on a fake story.
It says the employee was able to flee and notify police. So as I'm reading these, I sometimes try to put them in my own words.
Oh, I got you.
And I said fleed.
Yeah, you can say fleed. This guy's shooting a place up based on a bullshit story. Nothing matters.
He then discharged his rifle inside the restaurant. They believe everyone had bailed by the time he started shooting, so at least he didn't kill nobody. He's been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. No other injuries, except for the fact that this pizza guy is this Pizzagate
Yeah.
It's still flying around. Dude, today.
Right.
Put it on Twitter. Go on Twitter. Type Pizzagate. And 4 seconds ago, you'll find someone who was like, I can't believe they don't believe this. When are they going to drag in these pedophiles? There's all this evidence.
I'm sure that guy was in my high school PE class. I guarantee fucking to you.
And they do it like Alex Jones does. You know, you talk to him and you're like, what's this Pizzagate?
What about the symbols on the walls? What about the symbols in the windows? What about the menu items? What is it about conspiracy theorists that like, you just say, well, it's not true because of X, Y, and Z. And generally, you're bringing up citations from the New York Times, blah, 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 blah. Now I got to look into numerology and into the symbols on a fucking box. It's just bullshit. And it's sad. I just looked up this Comet ping pong pizza. I want to go.
People are going. Yeah, a lot of people are now organizing and going to support the poor beleaguered pizza place because of these fucking assholes.
They got these sweet ass ping pong tables. It looks like a blast. Jeez, a pedophile ring.
1 million messages last month on Twitter using the term Pizzagate. So here's where it started. In early November, as WikiLeaks started releasing emails, which, by the way, Julian Assange. I think he's an evil scumbag because where is the Trump stuff that we were guaranteed? Remember?
Yeah.
We'll be investigating the Trump side too and the Republicans. And now apparently WikiLeaks is going after Angela Merkel in Germany.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to take every. She's not even a liberal, but she's not a batshit right-wing nut job that apparently now Julian Assange thinks the only way he's going to get out of that fucking embassy is to allow Uncle Nipples to take over the entire world. And then he'll spring Julian and he can go fuck women as much as he wants.
Is that what he did? Is that what happened, maybe?
He's there because of an alleged rape charge
in
Sweden.
Well, I know, but like, do you think there was a deal like that made that you just described?
I don't know, but
do I have a tinfoil hat on?
Follow the logic. Why else is he doing that about nothing else? Why all of a sudden
follow the logic?
Is WikiLeaks the voice of freedom, but only against liberals?
I'm following the logic. I'm trying to figure out why Hillary Clinton, what she gets out of running a pedophile ring that operates at some pizza place where you can play ping pong.
So John Podesta, the campaign chairman, it said one contact that had apparently exchanged an email with John Podesta caught the attention of prank sites and nutballs.
Oh yeah.
A guy named James Alefantis, who is the owner of Comet Ping Pong.
Okay.
Is also a big Democratic Party supporter, has raised money for both Obama and Clinton. Once was in a relationship with David Brock. Oh, he must be the gay.
Oh, yes.
This is even worse now. He was once in a relationship with David Brock, an influential liberal operative. Alefantis, who has never met Clinton, appeared in a Podesta email in connection with fundraisers.
Oh, my God.
Aside from this, there's nothing else.
Jesus Christ.
So, aside from this massive evidence, there is nothing else. So, 4chan, 4-fucking-chan.
Now, that's that fucked up place. I don't even get what 4chan is.
It's a message board where if you want to go find some kiddie porn, you'll probably be able to go find that there.
People call it like the dark web or something. Is it like
4chan's not on the dark web? It's on the World Wide Web. But
oh, so he's normal browser. Yeah. Okay.
4chan, according to I'm reading from the BBC, our friends across the pond. By the way, if you're across the pond, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal.
Jolly good.
UK also, and help us out there. It's It's crabdiving.com/Amazon UK.
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds good.
They say uses 4chan, a message board known for free speech, extreme content, and trollish behavior. Began posting speculation. Speculation.
Yeah. Trollish. That is a great fucking word. I've never used that in my life. I'm going to use it now.
So they went to Elefantis' Instagram feed and they found pictures of him with kids.
It's possibly, a fucking pizza
possibly
place.
Possibly relatives.
It's a... But, okay.
No, I mean, they just went through his... any picture of him with a kid, any picture of the modern art, which is on the walls inside the restaurant.
Yes.
And they invented a pedophile sex ring that uses... The modern art symbols on the wall to identify each other or some shit like that. It's just a lie.
It's all bullshit.
It's utterly beyond crazy.
Dude.
Invented. It's invented.
If you look them up on Google right now, Comet Ping Pong, mm-hmm. Look them up. Read the first review on Google.
There you go.
Dude, my five-year-old son, this guy goes into this whole thing where he was locked in a room, he was screaming, there was a circle of blood everywhere, but it's still on there. Nobody took it down.
How long?
Since last week. Or wait, I don't know. No one took it down. The thing is, they said his son, this is crazy, this is a review that talks about his son getting molested.
That's where you go for redress.
Oh, yes. Google.
I'm not going to go to the cops. I'm going to leave one star on Yelp, goddammit.
He left one star. I'm saying, God, you bring your son to a pizza place, he gets diddled, there's blood, there's crying, there's a whole thing. They still got one star.
Well, I don't think you can give zero.
You're right. Yeah, that's a good point. I'll be speaking with law enforcement as soon as I can.
I'll be speaking as soon as I can. That's so fake.
God.
And now somebody will take a screen cap of that and say, look, proof.
Listen to this shit. I'm sorry. I got home and my son started changing into his pajamas. This is so fucked up. I noticed that
pepperoni started falling out of his asshole.
Dude, I noticed that there was a small circle of blood present in his underwear. I asked him if he had hurt himself. And to see what injury he had, but he shook his head and he started crying. I'm writing this while holding my son in my arms, wondering what. Hey, dickhead. I don't know. Hey, I got a challenge.
Maybe you take your kid to the doctor. Maybe you take your kid to the hospital.
You're going
to
hold a
My first choice would be. Well, this is.
You're going to hold a 5-year-old son in your arm and write
how
something.
How are you outraged by this? This is so dumb.
Well, it just makes me feel bad for this fucking guy at Comic Ping Pong.
It's so stupid.
You look up on Google and the first review is my son. Yeah. I came home from this pizza place and his underwear. Where it was bloody.
Yeah, somebody fucked my son in the ass.
And by the way, the reviewer's name is White Male.
But this is what's going on.
Good
it's
Lord.
This, it's this fake story. So,
Jesus Christ.
It stayed in the sewers, this story, of 4chan and Reddit.
Yes.
Until mid-November when Turkish pro... Listen to this, how this happens. This is why this is terrifying. Because it's worldwide. Turkish pro-government media outlets, so Erdogan's...
State-run media, right?
Creepy, fascist, fuck media outlets.
You mean they have a Breitbart?
Suddenly took an intense interest.
Ooh.
They tweeted in Turkish, but they used the English hashtag Pizzagate.
Oh, God.
People
know about this in Turkey?
So... there's a story over at the Daily Dot by a Turk.
Yes.
F.A. Kerem Sozeri.
Yes, that's perfect.
Who said that supporters of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Oh, good job. Shit.
Cottoned onto the tail as a way to accuse opponents of hypocrisy.
What? Cottoned? What does that mean?
Well, I didn't write it. It's BBC.
I'm sorry. I just trying to understand. But the cottoned is a verb. God, what's wrong with the
BBC?
What's wrong with the British?
Oh, they're much better at language than we are.
Brexit.
You can't cockwaddle. I mean, how can you?
God damn, that's funny.
The opponents were sharply critical of Erdogan following the revelation of real child abuse scandal at a Turkish government-linked foundation. So why aren't they similarly outraged about Pizzagate? So evidently, there's some real child abuse going on in some Turkish government-linked thing, and they used the right-wing nut dicks of Turkey used our fake Pizzagate story to say, why are you outraged by this when this is going on in the United States worse or something like that?
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, zero evidence. 0.0 evidence.
It doesn't fucking matter because we've got this loon who ran for president and he told us the whole time, the media lies to you. What does that mean? Yeah. That means anything that you read, anything you see on television is bullshit. Except this review about some kid has got a bloody underwear from this fucking pizza place. That's real. God. Nuts.
It says liberal and secular opponents of Erdogan, who are already sensitive to the mistreatment of children, picked up on the rumors. So they were like, oh my God, they're abusing kids here in Turkey. They're doing it in America too. Repeat, retweet, retweet,
hashtag
retweet,
retweet, Pizzagate,
retweet,
right?
Retweet.
Ugh.
So then it got picked up by the residue at the bottom of an old toilet.
Yes.
That is our alt-right white supremacist fucks here.
Oh, yes.
Conservatives.
Sure.
And the other nut jobs.
Eat a dick.
Decided Pizzagate. Oh, my God. Here's one. Pizzagate's not going away. This story will be huge.
God, this guy has a fucking job. I mean, this is a business. You know what I mean? Somebody put their...
Here's another deplorable subhuman. Pizzagate is a worldwide citizen investigation now. It cannot be stopped. At this point, the truth being brought to light is inevitable.
Oh, my God. Go listen to Alex Jones, you loon. It's a what? It's a citizen's investigation.
Oh, yeah. Worldwide.
Oh, jeez. And meanwhile, a loon with a gun goes to this place and shoots into the floor.
But they, you know, they use any thread they find because they're saying, well, obviously Bill and Hillary Clinton are involved because of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh,
the,
God.
The Isle of Young Poon owner who is in jail. 15 months of prison. He's in jail.
Right, right.
The Tony Podesta.
Right.
Now, these are the things that they're using as proof.
Okay.
Tony Podesta is the brother of John Podesta. Tony Podesta was a friend of Dennis Hastert, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
And we all know.
Oh, yes.
That he was a boy diddler.
He had that specific wrestling move when he coached.
A sociologist, professor of social psychology.
Okay.
Says Pizzagate might well be an example of a trend in a hyper-partisan America where conspiracy theories become fodder for political factions.
Wow, how the fuck would that come to be? How would that happen?
Because they're dumb.
Well, we have our president-elect calling Alex Jones. Didn't he call Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that Alex Jones is a Sandy Hook truther, right?
Yep. Well, remember, we talked about that. Go to a previous episode of Crab Diving at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. Hey, leave us a good, nice review at iTunes or Stitcher. We appreciate that. That helps spread the crabs.
Our president-elect until recently was a fucking birther.
Right.
Fuck it.
But what's happened in the U.S. over the last 2 years, this is that professor, is that conspiracy theorizing is being deployed as a political weapon. And that's a very big change in the way conspiracy narratives are being used. In other words, people don't care if shit's a lie.
They don't give a fuck.
As long as it meets their narrative.
Yeah. So you got a bunch of ignorant people going, fuck you. Fetal chop shops. Chemtrails.
The story prompted debunks from all the mainstream media, New York Times, even Fox News.
Liars.
Among others.
But they're liars.
But no factual news story has slowed the torrent of tweets from the true believers.
A guy ran for president, spent the whole time campaigning, conditioning his supporters to really believe that the New York Times, the Washington Post are lying. So now the only people that can keep this guy in check, Trump, they're fucking liars. You know, how does it not get worse?
Mr. Alefantes says the threats against him, his staff,
yeah,
and his customers at the pizza place have reduced somewhat. People are threatening the customers that go there.
Have reduced somewhat.
Yeah.
You're going to go there and order pizza and you got a bunch of crazy right-wing nut-jobbed armed loons.
And this is before the guy walked in there with the AK that he said this.
It was an AK?
Well, it was an assault rifle, he said.
Okay.
It's very scary to be under social media attack. Lots of threats are death threats by very impassioned people, he said. He's reported all the threats to the FBI and local police. I consider this to be a politically orchestrated attack.
Yeah.
It has not discouraged him from continuing to be involved in politics, though, he says. I like to push back because I consider these threats against me, the artists on our walls, the musicians who play here, and my customers here, as an assault. The musicians. Can you imagine you're doing a set somewhere of comedy and suddenly on Twitter you start getting death threats because how could you perform at that place where they're serving up kids?
And meanwhile, you're like, I didn't notice. I'm playing.
Nobody offered me any boy butt.
I'm playing John Denver on my fucking acoustic guitar. I didn't know there was a fucking rape room in the back.
God.
It is fucking infuriating. It's not, oh my God, it's laughable. It's so insane.
Even on 4chan, apparently there's some people who are trying to restore some sanity.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry to say this, guys, but this was a mistake, said one recent post about Pizzagate. Not every conspiracy theory is true.
What a retraction.
Another one said, moral panics are not something new. You're just experiencing a new cycle of it. You guys have a bunch of creepy pictures. You're finding symbols and other circumstantial bunk. You guys have absolutely nothing. And it's embarrassing that you guys are on a rabid witch hunt based on this zero evidence.
I mean,
are you guys even aware of how stupid all of this is?
No. Some of them are not. Do you think somewhere in the bowels of our fucking society, there's somebody that really believes this, that really believes there are kids being diddled in the back of this fucking restaurant? It's ridiculous.
Open up Twitter.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's do it right now, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it. I blame Al Gore. He invented the fucking internet and fucked everything up.
Al Gore, who met with...
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Donald J. Trump and Ivanka. They were supposed to meet with Ivanka.
Oh, she's in charge of the environment, by the way. Did you know that?
Well, I'm okay with that. Better her than any of the people he's put forward. At least she sounds like she agrees that it's happening.
Yes, that's true. It's a silver lining. Does she believe in this Pizzagate shit or not? Probably not.
Hashtag Pizzagate on the Twitter. Right now, it's local time, 3:39 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
No, jeez. Getting late in the show. I didn't notice. This Pizzagate shit, man. God, imagine, man. You own a business, and this guy's probably passionate about what he fucking does.
Here we go. Pizzagate scandal will be exposed no matter the cost.
It's exposed.
Cute House. Here's another one. Cute House spin masters now tried to limit Pizzagate to one false flag. Biggest public pedo scandal in history. Well documented.
Where are the kids that are getting sold off?
Well documented.
Whatever. Well, give me one document. Give me one fucking document.
Right.
These guys don't give a fuck.
Pizzagate only makes sense as a scandal with the secret pedophile code translated.
Yes.
Pizza equals child sex slave. Restaurant equals dungeon. Dinner equals pedo or whatever.
Oh, my fucking
God. So if you're John Podesta and you send an email that said, hey, I've got this great restaurant. They've got really cool pizza. Would you like to meet there for dinner?
Right.
It means, hey,
come on.
I've got this really cool dungeon. I forgot what I said. They've got really great child sex slaves. Would you like to meet there for pedophilia?
Oh, yeah. Is
of
it?
Of course it. I take back everything we said the last 20 minutes.
Oh, it's
how
true.
I'm now convinced, right. Ryan.
Yeah. It's like when Ralphie in Christmas Story gets that little Orphan Annie decoder pin. Remember to drink your Ovaltine.
Spoiler alert.
And molest children, apparently.
Right.
Jeez. Damn it.
It's just an embarrassing moment in human history right now that people are so fucking stupid and hate-filled and drowning in confirmation bias that their hatred. I don't understand this Hillary thing. I'm saying it all the time now on our page to the trolls
either.
Who are, we'll put something about Trump is horrible. Trump picked this person for this. Trump said something horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about Hillary? And I'm like, well, she lost.
She's not
so,
even.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
What about her?
Well, you want to lock her up? You want to behave like Rachel Maddow was talking about? It's a banana fucking republic. We'll go put her in jail because she fucking lost.
We've got liberals fighting on one of our threads about one of them said that Obama has to pardon Hillary because they don't trust Trump. They think they believe the Trumpalos and the Trumpansies who are saying, oh, he's lying. He's just waiting until he's in charge and then he's going to get her.
I didn't study law, but here's how I'm confused. If she's not fucking guilty of anything,
you can.
Nixon, how the fuck are you pardoning
Nixon was
her?
Not guilty of anything. You can
but he got pardoned.
Preemptively pardoned.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those. Hey, Obama, give me one. Who cares? I want to do my part. I want to say I'm looking at this. What is this? Comet Ping Pong Pizza? I looked at the pictures. Go there. Order pizza. Play ping pong.
If I was in D.C., yeah, I'd be ordering it all the time.
I mean, I'm a little concerned about the gentleman with the AK-47 wandering in. That makes me nervous.
True.
Oh, my God. I hate us right now. We are a disgusting, fucked up country. We really are.
Yeah.
We got to get it together, and I don't know how that's going to fucking happen.
We're turning into Russia.
I guess.
It's
right?
Turning into
We're
Russia.
Fucked.
You know, pretty soon it's going to be Trump winning elections 98%.
Right.
And getting four holes in one a day.
God.
Like the great leader in North Korea.
Sure. And now everybody's going to have to get the Trump haircut.
Oh.
And nobody's going to be able to have a bigger cock than Trump, by the way. Did you know that?
Comb overs for everyone.
Oh, yes. What a vain, spiteful little fucking asshole. And the people that are attracted to that sort of thing are the grossest. They're the dregs of society. They're the least common denominator. They're white fucking supremacists.
I think a number of them are fake.
They don't even exist.
Well, yeah, it's this alt-right propaganda machine that's going now everywhere in the world. And I just think that a lot of it is that it's they're disseminating the fake information. What you're seeing now, remember the fake Bernie bots during the election?
Yes.
Who were like, I'm no Trump fan, but right. I'll never vote for her because she fucks kids in the back of pizza places. You know, I mean, that kind of shit. I'm not a Trump fan, but well, now it's, now they're saying with this Pizzagate thing.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but
God.
I keep seeing that all over.
Yeah.
Cum Stain that posted on our page.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I've done the investigations and blah, 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 blah.
What have you investigated? I've done the investigation.
How to take a check from a Macedonian a Macedonian
media
social
face.
Media.
God damn it, man.
There's
no way to stop this shit. I was listening to somebody was talking about we're just going to have some gatekeeper that every news story that's put on the internet.
Oh, great.
Someone has to mark it as true or real before it can be published. Well, that's censorship, right?
Right. You can't do that.
That's impossible. I don't know. Maybe we take it all down. Do we take down the internet? Is that the answer?
Well, you know, Trump talked about that a year ago.
Hey, listen, you
got to do something with that internet.
Well, I mean, ask the guy that owns a pizza place that somebody walked in and shot a gun into this floor because of some fake news story. He might want to take the internet down. Good God.
Imagine if a good guy with a gun had taken that asshole out, how the
great.
They'd be screaming, you know, it was the FBI that killed him.
Or
you
what
know
if
it was, you know, it was one of the cover-ups. It was probably Hillary herself.
Oh, let me follow your train of thought. A good guy with a gun, some open carry motherfucker sees another open carry guy shooting into a thing. He pulls out his gun, tries to take him out. Then there's a big fucking throwdown.
Well, if they could keep their gun, their bullets between the two of them, I'd be all for that. Call it thin that herd.
But yeah, that's true.
But sadly, it's generally other people that get hurt in these kind of deals.
I just don't understand it. Okay, I'm not going to rehash it. I just don't understand how, if you really thought there was a child molestation ring at this place.
Well, that's just one of the most
ridiculous posts in the history of... Where were the kids? Where was... It's no evidence.
Posts, yeah.
No evidence.
Butthurt also...
Yes?
...is permeating the interwebs.
Right.
From... some wonderful people, but you know, Ryan, the election had nothing to do with race, and we're in a post-racial America here.
Oh yes.
Tony Lahren, vapid sea hag on the Blaze, said, well, I don't see color. Unironically, like Stephen Colbert used to.
You're going to tell a person of color that you don't see color?
Which is moronic, because you can't not see color. It's how you react to seeing that color.
Think about his life experience, and some white guy's going to say, or a white woman, I don't see color. How insulting.
Right.
How insulting.
So the racists are taken to social media.
Yes.
To denounce... the selection of Larry Jefferson Gamble, who is a retired U.S. Army veteran.
Okay.
He has been playing Santa Claus, apparently, since he was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And he has been named the Mall of America's first black Santa.
That's awesome, man. I love that. It's diversity. We need that more than anything in this country.
Well, I mean, we know where Megyn Kelly stands on that one.
Yes.
but the response was so heated that the Minnesota Star Tribune had to shut down its comments section.
Good Lord. Good God.
That where they had a simple profile of the man's, of the new black Santa.
Who is so insane that you see a black person playing Santa and they lose their mind? That's not my reality. He's not real. He's not real. but I mean, if you think, do you believe in colorblind casting? Say you're doing like Hamlet or something. Like you could have all different ethnicities and races in that play. Why can't Black Santa be playing a Santa that's actually white? Why not? Fuck it.
Right.
I don't know. It's stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
The Scott Gillespie, one of the reporters over at the Minnesota Star Tribune, tweeted, looks like we had to turn the comments off the story about America's first black Santa.
How embarrassing for our country. How fucking embarrassing for us.
On the CBS local site there in Minnesota, they also in the comment section. Well, here we go. The first comment, they still have that one, fortunately.
Yes.
And it says, society continues swirling around the toilet.
Yeah.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. They're about the Black Santa.
Oh, I was assuming meant because we have a bunch of racists losing their mind.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
The
I'm sorry, I'm mistaken. I was Remind me to always underestimate humanity, especially in this country, please.
God. And even this idiot,
so stupid,
posted, I think kids may wonder why Santa does not look like the Santa they're familiar with. Don't understand the point of this.
Man, hey, you know what you say to that? Fuck off. Fuck you. You're stupid. Get bent, motherfucker. Who cares? We have to be past the point where we have to explain the world to these fucknuts, right? Just tell them to fuck off.
The goofy state of Minnesota is overflowing with white guilt buffoons and a host of SJWs.
Oh, God. SJWs.
Social justice warriors. That's one Please. Of the favorite terms they use for people, I don't know, who like to treat people like people.
Oh,
we're social justice warriors. Wow.
Okay, it's just a Santa. So wait a second. I'm sorry. Is this guy that's playing Santa? Is he still playing Santa at Mall of America? It's his job, right? Here, now it's a thing. Now it's a fucking thing for him.
Here's a voice of reason. The reason children get confused is because they haven't been taught racism from their parents. If you look at toddlers playing together, they can be of all different races and still have fun together. It's their parents who teach them racism.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you put a little kid on Santa's lap. He didn't care what fucking color Santa is. He didn't give a shit. God. This is, you know, I know this is fucked up, but like, this is more depressing than the fucking fake child molestation ring at the pizza joint. They're upset because of Black Santa. You got to be kidding me. I shouldn't even said Black Santa. It's Santa. I just said it. They're fucking me up.
I don't understand why Santa would be black. He's a white character. Just seems kind of racist to make him black for the sake of having a black Santa.
Oh, God. No offense, person, but we're all looking forward to you turning into worm food because that's the only hope for you.
This person says, do you consider people from Turkey white? Because that's where St. Nicholas came from.
Oh, that's right. See? There is no St. Nicholas, though. It's all fake. There's no Santa Claus. There's no Santa Claus. Santa Claus could have the skin color of plaid. It's Santa Claus, motherfucker.
Now, the other side is some of these racists are called out by sane people. And then other Trump supporters, allegedly, are saying, that's not a real Trump supporter saying that. That's a paid Soros account. I just read that. So a racist posts, I ain't taking my kid, no Black Santa, blah, 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 blah. Well, obviously, that's not a real Trump supporter. George Soros paid someone to put that in as a false flag and make all of the Trumpalos look like a racist.
We're fucked. We are fucked.
It's amazing.
There's no fucking hope.
It's really amazing.
There is no.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
I think it's great. Christmas is for everyone. I'm just another Trump voter who's not a racist. And yes, I would absolutely bring my granddaughter to him. Well, there you go.
To Santa. Could you imagine you go to Mall of America, you roll up on it, you take your little kid up there to see Santa, you're like, whoa, pump the brakes, baby. I'm not going to go see African-American Santa. I'm sure they don't say it like that.
Why do the police want to shoot Santa, Daddy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's black.
Shit. And people
breaking into houses in the middle of the night. Of course he's black. He leaves shit. He doesn't take shit, though.
You know, I think you should join me in this promise. I am making a commitment. If you don't understand Black Lives Matter, fuck off and die. Honestly, figure it out for yourself, stupid.
Oh my God. What happened?
You know what I mean?
This comment. What happened to the blacks Kwanzaa? You know, the fake religious holiday invented by a man imprisoned for beating women, the blacks, Kwanzaa.
Oh,
apostrophe
God.
S, by the way. So, of course, they can't even get the plural possessive right.
And the fucking nerve. The fucking nerve. They're shitting on someone's heritage. And these white guys are the first ones to get all their feelings hurt because somebody wants to take the fucking Confederate flag down because of quote unquote heritage. Suck a dick.
They have these already. Hold on now. Where's the Chinese Santa? What about the Korean Santa and the Vietnamese Santa? I've seen those.
Yeah.
I've seen Asian Santas.
You know what? Fuck it. It should... No more white Santa. That if I was president, I'd put an end to it. You know what? No more white Santa, because fuck you. Because fuck
well, you.
You
can't do that either.
How else are you going to make things? How else do you fix this?
This is horrible.
There's no way to fix this.
Instead of ho, 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 he says yo, 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 yo.
Oh, my God. Oh, congratulations.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
What about a LGBTQ Santa?
Yeah, they're all gay. Fuck
yes. How would
you
know?
I don't know. That's a good point. Why would you care?
How would one know?
Here's what's important about Santa. He can do that trick that he puts his finger up his nose, flies up the fucking chimney. Somehow he knows where to find a bunch of flying reindeer, and he can, I don't know how the fuck he gets that sleigh in the air. He does that, and he lives in the North Pole with a bunch of elves. That's weird. I mean, somehow elves exist, and he makes toys all year. That's what matters. Other than that, I don't care if Santa's a lesbian. Who gives a shit?
One person tweeted, white people getting mad over a black Santa at the Mall of America is the most 2016 thing I've ever heard. There you go.
Sadly, that's true. That
America.
Is fucking true.
In 2016, the Trump effect.
And people are telling us, fuck. It's not about race. It's not about race.
We're back tomorrow, everybody. If you don't want to go to the Mall of America and be offended by that Negro Santa.
No more white Santa and no more white Jesus.
Buy your shit through our Amazon portal at crabdivey.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Helps us defer costs here at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't get paid. That would be really nice to help us out this holiday season. Thanks to those that are. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be... No, wait. Follow all of our bullshit. All of our social medias. Instagram, Twitter, blah, blah, blah.
Twitter, Instagash, Facebook.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram feed, at Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
And we're going to be back slinging our bullshit tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Ho, ho, ho.
If you're in D.C., get some pizza from that ping pong place.
Yo, 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 really? Really?
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.